Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. If you want to understand governments of the world, you can't understand without seeing families. I'll use the example, Egypt, the pharaohs. The pharaohs were family. The government was the mechanism through which the families, the pharaohs, controlled Egypt. This is the basic simple, this is the basic principle all through the Bible. Israel, when it became a nation, through families, through 12 children. There were 13, actually. One had to be replaced. Dan was the family that led the other 11 family members into the occult. And it was, Dan was punished by being bounced out of the family. Manasseh, one of Joseph's sons, replaced Dan. Dan as a lineage still exists. Dan, from the time that Israel eventually went into captivity to the present, family members from the tribe of Dan still are scattered all over the world, especially in the west. To the north of Israel is where they went. They were sailors. They had ships. They went all over the world. They ended up in Europe. Ended up in the United States. They're of Jewish lineage, of Hebrew lineage, but they are not members any longer. They have been excommunicated from the lineage. And in prophecies about Dan, it did say that he would fight God himself and the children of God, Jewish and eventually Christian children, after Christ's death and resurrection and imparting his Holy Spirit into mankind. So what does that have to do with us presently? Well, the Europeans, the Habsburgs, the Charlie, Queen Elizabeth, England is ruled by a dynasty, by a family. Same with the Germans, the Habsburgs, or I think they were, what was the other? Oh, I have to think about this. I'm trying to think. I think the Habsburgs were out of Australia. Austria. But basically the principle is it was always families. In England, it was families, royalty. Russia, families. And it's the families that always had the power over the government, all the different agencies of government, and citizens. They always had, families always had control over finances, directions of, or the battles, the wars that would occur as they went out to conquer. The United States is no different. This whole country is ruled by dynasties, families, wealthy families. In Revelation, it says that there are the rulers of the world, the rich men of the earth, and the captains. So you have a complete, you have the wealthy within a society, but then you have the rulers, the ones who set policy, and you have the captains who are the armies, are the Praetorian Guard for these wealthy ruling class. With the elite families, there will be a hierarchy. In America, since we really began to mature as a nation, which began 140 years ago, we were kind of beginning to get our balance. These families were already being set in order. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
This is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being.
Okay. I'll just continue along this thought, this line. By the 18, right at the time of the Civil War, the elite families needed help to become great. They would need help. And the help came in the Industrial Revolution. Abraham Lincoln began to run rail across the country, not internationally, nationally across America, opening up the frontier, the West, all the way to the coast, and we exploded. As a nation, we were very industrialized. One of the great inventions that helped America become great, one of the greatest inventions, there are many inventions, of course, light, radio, etc. But at that time, it was the metal lathe. The metal lathe was one of the greatest inventions of the time. And with it, gears could be made, shafts. It gave the elite, the educated, wealthy individuals that could look into the future, that had vision, foresight, they were able to begin to build empire. By the turn of the century, 1901, America, all the nations of the world, they knew America was basically unconquerable. The Europeans knew it, and what kept Europe from being greater than it had been was England, Germany, France. They were all at war. Spain, they're at war with each other. They're at war with Russia. They're at war. France is trying to take, at that time, in North Africa, England, South Africa. Germans were involved, I think, in South Africa. But the United States, we had everything we needed. We had timber, we had ore, coal, everything we needed. The ruling families began to take positions economically, and not only with wealth, but in political powers throughout the country, especially in Washington, D.C. And after the dust cleared, I don't know, most people that know American history may not know, but after the dust cleared, there was one family, one dynasty. Going back to the first segment, of the program, all the government, all the nations of the world basically have always been ruled by families, powerful families within that country, from generation to generation to generation. Well, now we had a family in this country. The Fords were powerful, Carnegies were powerful, all of these very DuPonts. I can go back and get you 100 names of people that were very, very powerful. But one family in particular, Rockefellers. One of the insights or the abilities or the giftings of this family was they could see, they had vision, and they didn't invest in 10 different ventures. They invested in every venture, anywhere that you could make money. They knew where to be, and they knew how to be at the right place at the right time. This is how they came to rule the United States of America. This country is ruled by a family, along with working with other elite families throughout the country. The objective is not to rule the United States of America. That is the initial objective. And when that took place, the next objective was to begin to take over countries and areas of the world. In the Philippines, in Asia, World War II brought about a family basically helping a defeated country industrialize once again, rebuild, and become a great power of the of Asia, of the Far East, Japan. We also invested heavily, this family invested heavily in South Korea. This family invested in China in the 1800s, invested in Chairman Mao. How would they invest in these countries? Through the military, through the military-industrial complex. Also, this family had its own Praetorian Guard, you might say, in the intelligence agency, the CIA. Anywhere this family was planning to invest or to expand, the CIA and the military was there to help them accomplish their objectives. And it has worked. It has been a fabulous plan. Greater than the pharaohs, greater than Nebuchadnezzar, greater than the Greek rulers, greater than the rulers of Spain, France, Germany, Italy, England. And it was this dynasty, this family, that had the concept, or there was a concept by Cecil Rhodes. Cecil Rhodes had a concept of taking over the world, ruling the world by the white people. It was a plan, an Aryan plan. Adolf Hitler picked up on Cecil B. Rhodes' plan of an Aryan system of control. But he changed it to English-speaking countries that would rule the world, because he was a little too radical by using the word white. Well, this dynasty in America picked up on that plan, and they took it further. They were invited in 1902 to be part of a Cecil Rhodes objective plan strategy in world takeover. This strategy was adopted in London, called Pilgrim Society. It would be many different organizations like the Bilderbergers, the Round Table, with different agencies that would control finances, the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank. And the Pilgrim Society in London, they needed the United States. So they offered to partner up with the Rockefellers in America, in New York City, and the Rockefellers accepted. So now you have Pilgrim Society London, City of London, and New York City, with the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the elites of Europe and Italy and France, Germany, working with the Kaisers of Germany. That's what I wanted to say earlier, the Kaisers of Germany. Now you could work, they could, in Europe, they could work with the elites in America, with Ford, with Carnegie, DuPont. DuPont would help with chemicals, which Germany, they'd work with Germany. DuPont and Ford, Firestone, they all worked together. And their objective was a Cecil Rhodes objective, a world controlled by the families, the wealthy ruling families. And this is the concept behind the New World Order. Everything that happened from 1902 and forward, this group, this secret society, Skull and Bones was involved in all of it. Skull and Bones was involved with, in 1909, putting together a conference for all of the media, newspaper, magazines. They wanted to control the press. And they did. They took over the communication, radio, every form of radio, telegraph. They owned it all. They controlled it. Then they had to begin to shift power. And the power shift was going to be a little more difficult, a little more complicated, but they were still able to do it. They were planning to work together by the initial World War I. The Rockefellers, the families of America, they were all part of the strategies that were that needed to take place to shift global power. And I believe that through study, England and Europe, they knew that the family, the lineage, the dynasty that would come out on top would be the Rockefeller dynasty. It would have to be. Now, I'm presenting this to you from history, from records, what is documented. But I also have something else I'm relying on. I'm relying on what the Bible says about the time that we've been living in, are living in, will live in, the time in the future. Looking at Bible prophecies, the birth of the United States of America is in the Bible. Its end, America's end, is in the Bible. Russia, where Russia sits presently, is in the Bible. Russia for the last 150 years is basically in the Bible. Israel is in the Bible. In the last 150 years, Israel did not exist. But then there are verses in the Bible that begin to talk about Israel waking from her sleep, beginning to awaken to fulfill her destiny along with the United States, with Russia, with England, with Germany, with China. Podcasts are 1360khnc.com. The program is The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll continue the visit. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Trees make you feel good, and the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale will make you feel even better. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix and match another tree for only 50 cents. That's two trees for only $170.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi folks, Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you. 1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling.
So we can view things from history, which is very important, and then we can also, because of the scriptures, the Holy Bible, we can also see what God has to say about the nations of the world. And the Bible says that in the time presently, the nations of the world, every nation, will mature in its destiny and will fulfill all of the prophecies for those nations. China is going to fulfill the prophecies for China. China has to prepare. She has to, you might say, everybody has to go to the ball. And the ball that I'm talking about is a wine press. Everybody, the nations that hate God, they have to go to the wine press. And there at the wine press, they will be crushed. These God haters, these nations that fight God, that have fought the Holy Spirit, that have been involved in murder of their citizens. That's the, death, once death, it's final. But before these individuals of these nations that suffer, before they die, they're suffering hardship, cruel cruel, just a lives in despair without hope. China is getting dressed for her destiny. Russia, the same. America, the same. Israel, also. I view what I'm presenting to you from two perspectives. What the Bible says, and the principles of the Bible, and what we view in history, current events. The Bible says that nations have been in the hands of rulers, the wealthy, and captains, or the militaries. Very simple, not complicated. America is being directed by rulers with the wealthy, and they control the armies. They control the military. What makes America unique? England, very powerful in her day. Spain, France, Germany, but none of these nations in Europe could compare with the United States of America militarily. Now, with the Kaisers of Germany, the leaders of France, Macron, as powerful as he is, France is really not a nation of dynasty so much as just elected people. And you would think the same in America. But the difference is, in America, the people, and it does happen in France too, there are forces behind the scenes that put in the prime ministers of England and the chancellors of Germany and the presidents of France behind the scenes, but not, there is not the kind of control in Europe like you have in the United States of America. The Rockefeller family, this dynasty, has been involved with probably placing the presidents from about 1906, 1908, I'm trying to remember when that election would have been. Of all the presidents from that time to the present, there's probably only been a handful of individuals that they did not have a say in, that were not basically positioned by them in this government. Donald Trump is one of the greatest threats to this dynasty, the greatest threat. This dynasty has never been threatened like it has been threatened to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not a globalist. Donald Trump is not furthering Cecil B. Rhodes' plan for a English-speaking dominant ruling class of people to rule the world. Donald Trump is the enemy and the target right now, presently, of every segment of the continuity of government apparatus. The media, senior executive service, the people, the rhinos in the Republican Party. He is the threat. Now, God did put him in place. I have in the past given prophecies about Donald Trump in the Bible from 1 Kings chapter 8, Solomon's stranger, to Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of seven kings or seven American presidents, the final American presidents. There are eight positions to be filled, but only seven presidents. There's one position that has not yet been filled. It has to be filled by one of the initial seven presidents. And I have taken time to present each of the seven presidents, starting with Jimmy Carter, to Donald Trump, each president. It's easy to say that, very simple, George Bush Sr. is no longer in that mix. Jimmy Carter will not be able to come back to power because he's going to die shortly. His wife died over the weekend, and generally speaking, just the way that things are in life, it's kind of a mercy to God that husbands and wives generally go to the grave within a short period of time of one dying. The other will shortly die if they're elderly like this family. Then you have Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, no. Ronald Reagan is gone. So we're narrowing it down to two more people. George Jr., Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. And my employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now
and use promo code KHNC.
There you're going to find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the new six-pack towel sets for only $29.98.
I'm excited to announce that we're bringing back our best offer ever on our original My Slippers. You save $90 a pair with your promo code.
KHNC.
And now My Slippers come in even more sizes. Smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new styles and colors. Get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. I'm so confident that you and everyone you know are going to love My Slippers that I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to save $90.
KHNC.
That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Every Well, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And if you'd like to support me on The Present Truth, you can send your assistance to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 805-80534. And make, like I always mention, checks or money orders, please make them out to Rick Rodriguez. Don't make them out to the station. And for those that come in to assist, I just want to say thank you very much. I appreciate those that assist through the mail and who come in and I get to shake hands with. Thank you very much. The reason it's important to understand dynasties and families that rule the nations is because we're in the last decade. And in this decade, before Christ returns, it's hard to believe or even consider that this coming Thanksgiving here in 2 days, 3 days, could be one of the final Thanksgivings for the nation of America. It's not in our thinking. Our thinking is that, well, we're going to plan for the next decade or 2 decades out. But Christ did say there would come a time when he would return. There would have to be prophecies fulfilled. Once these prophecies are now in motion as they're moving, then we know that what happens is we are in the final decade and we are there. With this family has been the most influential family in this country. There has never been a family that has been so powerful in the direction that this country has gone. In the direction of this country. Now, there is a positive and a negative. On the positive side, this country, you have to give credit to this family for making this country what it is. It is great. It has been great. We're a wealthy nation. We're educated to a great degree. We are a healthy nation. Many pluses. But then there are the negatives. We are an occult nation. And this family, according to the Bible, and most of the dynasties in the history of what is documented in the scriptures, most of these families are in the occult. The pharaohs of Egypt, they were in the occult. There were 27 provinces, and each province had a priest, a witch doctor, or an occult leader, an occult practitioner. And each of these provinces had an idol that was the worshipped idol and power of that province. And they had magicians, they had stargazers, they had necromancers, they had what is a term that they would use later in Babylon with Nebuchadnezzar, the Chaldeans. The Chaldeans was a group of people, they were dedicated to the underworld, to the world that we don't visibly see, but we feel the effects of it. And the Chaldeans, they studied how the Chaldeans were able to work with that invisible world to bring evil into the world. You had the same again with Nebuchadnezzar. You had with the Greeks, they had their gods that were worshipped, demons, angels. Then with the Romans, these families would bring in the gods that they would worship. Right now in the Middle East, these nations in the war with Israel, the gods that they serve and the powers that they serve behind the scenes in the invisible realm are being shaken. They are being pushed. They are being weakened by God in the invisible world. And as they become weakened, the people involved have no protection. In the Gaza Strip, Hamas, I have the articles that I'm going to have to present tomorrow. Hamas has been defeated. The group of terrorists, they have been destroyed. They know they have no hope. They're trying to make a run to continue to get the world to their through the Hamas news network. They are trying to coerce and to get the world to end the campaign. But this campaign must go to the final, to the finish. It cannot be stopped. Nations are going to try. They're going to scream, rant. It will not be stopped. So this, in this country, this family has been so powerful to make this country what it is. In doing their, in preparing for their evil, they have actually blessed the country to a degree. And we'll continue in a little bit. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
So to give you some insight into the way that God does things, this family, you cannot interfere with the plans that God has allowed them to do to make this nation what it is supposed to be. You can't interfere with the military sending arms, or this government sending weapons to Israel. You won't be able to interfere with the treasury sending money to Israel. With the family members of the Rockefellers, they have duties to do that are allowed by God. I say that according to the scripture, in my view, they work for another kingdom and they're employed by another God. He's not the God that the Christians and the Jewish people, the true God of Israel and of the believers, the true believers in the world. They work for another God. And they have a right. They are this God's servants. They have a duty. They are commanded to do things. And they cannot be punished. When God decides it's time to punish them, they can be punished. I'll give you just an example. Nelson Rockefeller, he's unfaithful to his wife. Friday evening, he's with his mistress. And he has a heart attack. And he dies. It was his time. And God wasn't going to let him die in the secret. He had a heart attack. He was a heavy man. And the woman, the young girl, she was pinned. She couldn't get out from underneath him. Then first thing she did, she called her friend to ask what to do. She didn't have enough sense to call the paramedics or the ambulance at that time. It was too late. Had a heart attack and died. God determines when their day of judgment comes. Now with the Rockefeller children, I have talked many times about two of the family members, Bill and Hillary Rockefeller Clinton. And they have Rockefeller lineage. They cannot be punished. God has given them a right to be protected by the creature, the spirit that they serve, that they're employed by. You can't touch them. Anthony Fauci, he cannot be, he can be shamed and he can lose his position, but as far as being brought to justice and hung, people are saying we need to hang him. No, you're not going to do anything to him. The same with Klaus Schwab, Adolf Hitler. If you couldn't touch Adolf Hitler, then you're not going to touch these people either. Adolf Hitler lived into his 70s down in Argentina. God will determine how the wicked are to be punished. But this dynasty owns a country. And this dynasty almost pulled off the rule, the objective to rule the whole world. They almost pulled it off. This dynasty. Yeah, you can say the Rothschilds. Well, no. The Rothschilds are powerful in the occult, but not like this family. We're going to resume the conversation hopefully tomorrow, unless I'm forced to go a different direction, because there are so many other things I'd like to discuss. But we'll maybe continue this direction tomorrow. But until then, podcasts are 1360khnc.com for the present truth. I'm Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.